أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أمن خلق السماوات والأرض وأنزل لكم من السماء ماء فأنبتنا به حدائق ذات بهجة ما كان لكم أن تنبتوا شجرها أإله مع الله بل هم قوم يعدلون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the mushrikeen, the polytheists, the disbelievers, those who worship other gods besides Allah, who ascribe partners to Allah, who equate other objects of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is Allah better, or are those who ascribe partners better? أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ, or the one who has created the heaven, وَالْأَرْضِ, and he has created the earth, وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً, and he has sent down for you water from the heaven. فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةً, Allah says, and then he caused to grow through it, that means with this water that we send down from the sky, we caused to grow through it, and because of it, حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةً, gardens that are full of flowers. Just look at our surroundings and look at how wonderful things look and how beautiful it appears to be after rainfall. Everything is lush, everything is green. And before the rainfall, everything was dry and everything looked unpleasant. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this water that Allah allowed to fall from the heavens, it is such that through it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings into existence gardens that are full of glamour, that are absolutely beautiful. مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَن تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا, Allah says, it is not within your ability to grow the trees of these gardens. That is how incapable you are. Trees, something that we see every day, something that we are familiar with, something that we do not consider to be of any real significance and importance, or something we don't really marvel at, because we are so often surrounded by trees. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but even these trees, it is not within your ability to cause the trees to grow. Allah says, أَإِلَاهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ, Allah asks, is there another ilah with Allah? Is there another ilah with Allah? Can there ever be another ilah with Allah, when this is who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is? Who else has the power to do this? بَلْهُمْ قَوْمُ يَعْدِلُونَ, Allah says, no, but they are a people who equate others to Allah. They equate, they actually make other objects of worship equal to Allah, claiming that they have the same power as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَمَّنْ جَعْلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا, Allah goes on to say, or is Allah better, or what you ascribe partners with Allah, or the one, جَعْلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا, are your God better, or the one who has made the earth a place to settle on? وَجَعْلَ خِلَالَهَا أَنْهَارًا, and amidst the earth, within the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created rivers. وَجَعَلَ لَهَا رَوَاسِيَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed on earth firm mountains to keep the earth firm and to keep the earth settled. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا, and Allah is the one who has made a barrier between two oceans and between two seas. We spoke of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the barrier that exists between the two oceans. In different parts of the ocean, you will find that there is a barrier between two seas. There's a barrier between two oceans. A barrier that cannot be explained. A barrier that we cannot see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is Allah who has placed the barrier between two oceans and between two seas. A'ilahum Allah. Allah asks again, is there another ilah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون, but most of them do not know. أما يجيب المضطر, are your partners better, or the one who responds to المضطر? Who is المضطر? المضطر is the one who is completely helpless. A person who is completely helpless. He has absolutely no one to turn to. There's no one who can assist him. There's no one who can help him. With whatever difficulty he may find himself in, he is absolutely helpless, muttar. He tried whatever he could within his power, but he finds that there is absolutely no help, no assistance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this person turns to Allah, he begs from Allah, he makes dua to Allah. Allah says, are your gods better? Or the one who responds to al-muttar, he responds to the distressed, helpless one, idha da'a, when that person makes dua to him. وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who removes evil. Allah is the one who removes difficulty. Allah is the one who removes hardship. وَيَجْعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ. Allah is the one who has made you vicegerent on earth, one succeeding the other. أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Is there another ilah of Allah? Allah asks for a third time. But is there another ilah? Think, consider, contemplate. How can there ever be another ilah, another deity that's worthy of worship other than Allah? قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, very little do they take heed, and very little do they take lesson and reflect over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His power and ability. May Allah ta'ala grant us.